بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, again, if I can request everybody to make their way closer towards the majlis, towards the ulama, towards the scholars, towards the nur of the mahfil. If you can make your way, inshallah, moving forward, away from the wards if you do not require the assistance of the wards as well. Jazakumullahu khair. Come more forward. Now, inshallah, to begin the gathering, we have another student of our madrasa. In fact, we have two for the recitation of the Quran, and for this we would like to call. For this, I'd like to call Muhammad Uthman, who is the grandson of our Haji Mushtaq Sahib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم يتحير نصفا بالناسية ناسية كاذبات الخاطية فليدع ناديا سندع الزبانية صدق الله العظيم
Beautiful recitation of the Quran by Muhammad Uthman, who is a student of our madrasa. And now for another student, inshallah, I'd like to call Muhammad Hassan Sadiq Kareem, inshallah, who will be reciting again for us from the noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وحاجة وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجة لنخرج به هبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, again beautifully recited verses from the Quran. This is part of the essence of the Maulid of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to us with the Quran. And so reciting the Quran, reading the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this comes as part of remembering the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now inshaAllah, for the na'at, for the praise of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like to call Haji Rahat Sahib inshaAllah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai, unka gada kya, unka gada kya, ye aizaz kam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai. Bana dijiye bigdi shah aaj meri, bana dijiye bigdi shah aaj meri, ke hai aapke haath mila aaj meri, ke hai aapke haath mila aaj meri, huzoor aap se do jahan ka bharam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai. Khuda ki qasam har khushi aap se hai, khuda ki qasam har khushi aap se hai, ye hum sab ki zindagi aap se hai, huzoor aap ke dam se hi dam mein dam hai, huzoor aap ke dam se hi dam mein dam hai, karam hi karam hai, karam hi karam hai. Shab o roz ulfat ka izhar karna, shab o roz ulfat ka izhar karna, huzoor aap se pyar bas pyar karna, huzoor aap se pyar bas pyar karna, huzoor aap se پیار بس پیار کرنا یہی دین میرا یہی دین میرا یہ میرا دھرم ہے یہی ہی کرم ہے کرم ہی کرم ہے لو مدینے کی تجلی سے لگائے ہوئے ہیں دل کو ہم مت لائے انوار بنائے ہوئے ہیں کشتیاں اپنی کنارے سے لگائے ہوئے ہیں ارے کیا وہ ڈوبے جو محمد کے ترائے ہوئے ہیں قبر کی نیند سے اٹھنا کوئی آسان نہ تھا ارے ہم تو محشر میں انہیں دیکھنے آئے ہوئے ہیں ارے ہم تو محشر میں انہیں دیکھنے آئے ہوئے ہیں ایک جھلک آج دکھلا جا گنبد خضرا کے مکین کچھ بھی ہے دور سے دیدار کو آئے ہوئے ہیں شرم اس یہاں سے نہیں سامنے آیا جاتا یا رسول اللہ شرم اس یہاں سے نہیں سامنے آیا جاتا یہ بھی کیا کم ہے کہ تیرے شہر میں آئے ہوئے ہیں اور کہتے ہیں حضور آپ سے پیار بس پیار کرنا حضور آپ سے پیار بس پیار کرنا یہی دین میرا یہی دین میرا یہ میرا دھرم ہے کرم ہی کرم ہے کرم ہی کرم ہے جزاک اللہ
MashaAllah, very beautifully recited, Na'at of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it is our privilege that when it comes to the Mawlid of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our presence we have a descendant of his, someone from the lineage of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Ustad, our teacher, Sheikh Sayyid Sirajul Arifin, who has come from over, who's come from near Cambridge actually, to bless us with his presence. And to talk to us about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the topic of today will be regarding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble presence. So I'd like to call onto the stage Sheikh Sayyid Sirajul Arifin Shah.
جی کیا کہہ رہے ہیں چیئر ٹھیک رہ گیا تھے دس از یہ بڑے لوگوں کے لیے بلکہ نیچے آ جاتا ہوں ادھر ٹھیک رہی اس پہ ٹھیک رہی چیئر صحیح رہ گیا تھی تھوڑا کوئی مسئلہ نہیں جیسے It's better to be on chair. We're closer to the audience. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Quarter past nine. يعني كي 35 minutes يعني. Taking. कोई नहीं इंशाल्लाह. अब टाइम बता दिए तो मैं बाउंड बाय क्वार्टर पास इंशाल्लाह. ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ما قال ربنا من الشاهدين وعلى ما أوجب وألزم غير جاحدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله. بعد الحمد والصلاة حضرات زي وقار. It's a privilege and honor to be present in the dhikr, in the gathering of dhikr of Aqali Sattu Salam. And this is like an informal talk inshallah ta'ala, a dars type of thing on the ilm and presence of Aqali Sattu Salam, the being hadir or nazir inshallah ta'ala. So I thank the management, especially Mawlana Muhammad Ali Sahib and Mawlana Habibur Rahman Sahib and the rest of you as well for having me here tonight inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make this useful for me and for all of you as well, nafi' inshallah ta'ala. So the very first thing that we should know about Aqidah Hadir and Nazir is what's the meaning of that, and how do we define it, and what does it mean actually, and why sometimes we see the opponents with lack of knowledge and ignorance, they raise objection on that. So Aqidah Hadir and Nazir, very first thing we should determine is the meaning. Yeah. So Hadir, word Hadir is Ism Fa'il. Whenever there's Arabic words will always have the root word. MashaAllah, some of you might be student of knowledge learning from Mawlana Ali and Mawlana Habib Rahman Sahib as well. So Sarf yani the etymology deals with the root words. So Hadir comes from Hadar or Hadra or Hudur. Three masdar have been determined for this word Hadir. Hadr, Hadra or Hudur. All three, they mean, Imam Raghib al-Isfahani would say, or any other book of linguistic and language dictionary you take, it will mention that Hadr or Hudur will mean being present in front of you. Now the problem is when we say Aqal al-Islam is Hadir or Nadir, some people will raise objection. They would say you have committed shirk. This is something you might have heard very commonly. When you say Sarkar is Hadir or Nazir, and he is present everywhere, you would say he is Hazir. Then they would say you have committed shirk. But what they don't understand is that Hadir is a word which is inappropriate to be used for Almighty Allah. You can't say Allah Ta'ala is Hazir or Nazir. And shirk can only be committed when you associate a sifat, an attribute of Allah Ta'ala to someone else. Something that's khas for Almighty Allah, a sifat that's only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you associate that with a creation of Allah Ta'ala, that is when it becomes shirk. And you include a creation in the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, that's when it becomes shirk. Hadir or Nazir. Nazir comes from Nazar. Nazar. Nazar in Arabic language would mean pondering over something, estimation, or having a deep thought about something, deep understanding as well, marifat, all of these, or even visualizing, that's nazar, visualizing something with your physical eyes, All of these meanings have been mentioned in dictionaries. So again, being hadir in a place is something that Allah Ta'ala is completely free from. Gee? Allah Ta'ala cannot be present in any space. He's free from that. He's much above. That's basic aqeedah you learn. MashaAllah, Mawlana Ali Sahib must have taught you that aqeedah. Some of you have learned this from me as well in the past. So, hadir, or being hadir in a place, is not for Allah Ta'ala. He's much above, much beyond that. He's free from all of these things. And similarly, nazar, in looking at something, Allah Ta'ala is free from that as well. And He does not look the way we see things. So the way we visualize things, Allah Ta'ala will not visualize in the same manner. So His knowledge and His awareness of things is much different than what we understand. So therefore, nazar will not be used for Almighty Allah. Well, sometimes Allah Ta'ala might say, Quran might say, for example, Allah says, وَلَيَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. With regard to certain people, Allah Ta'ala will not look towards them on the Day of Judgment. That nazar, reference nazar when it comes to Almighty Allah, that actually means attention. Allah will not grant them His attention or His ataa, yani He will not fulfill their needs and hajat on the Day of Judgment. وَلَيَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Similarly, Hadith Mubarak says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْزُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala does not look towards your shapes and your a'mal. What He looks towards is your niyat. إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَنِيَّاتِكُمْ. He looks towards your hearts and your niyat, intentions. So again, that nazar, again, refers to accepting the a'mal. Yani considering your actions and accepting them in His court. That nazar means that validating your action, your a'mal, and accepting them. So, nazar, when it refers to Almighty Allah, has to have some ta'wil. The ultimate point is that nazar or hadir, these words cannot be used for Almighty Allah. Let alone today's maulvi tell you that this will be shirk, tell him that this is not appropriate for Almighty Allah to be hazir or nazir. So when we say sarkar is hazir or nazir, there is no shirk committed whatsoever, because Allah Ta'ala is not hazir or nazir. His sifat are not such where we can say that He's hadir or nazir. He's free from that. He's much above and much beyond that. So therefore, hadir and nazir, these sifat, they are not for Allah Ta'ala. They are for makhluk actually. So when they refer to Almighty Allah, there has to be a ta'wil. So contemporary ulama kiram, some of them have mentioned that if someone uses hadir or nazir for Allah Ta'ala, he becomes kafir, nauzubillah. See, the brothers who keep blaming us of shirk, they might have become kafir because of calling Allah Ta'ala hadir or nazir themselves, and they might have committed shirk themselves because they think Allah Ta'ala's sifat is same like the person's servant sifat. So they are comparing the sifat of Almighty Allah to sifat of makhluk. That is bigger shirk than anything that can be imagined, nauzubillah. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala is free from being hadir or nazir. And when we say that He does look any, as mentioned in the Holy Quran or Hadith Mubarakah, there has to be a ta'wil. So contemporary ulama, some of them have mentioned that you have to do ta'wil when you say Allah Ta'ala is hazir or nazir. I hope you're understanding my simple language. Samajh aa rahi hai? Kal samajh aa rahi hai? Punjabi vich shuru ho jayegi nahi the? I hope you're understanding. Samajh na aaye to mujhe bata de taaki main usko dobara explain kar lu. Yani ki maine kaha tha ek informal session hai. MashaAllah, students baithe mein, students are sitting here, so you can always ask questions as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, hadir and nazir, therefore, is inappropriate to be used for Almighty Allah. And when it comes to presence, some people might raise objection that Allah ta'ala, when you say hadir and nazir, they say that hadir and nazir, if you say that it is only inappropriate for Allah Ta'ala, then what does it mean? Next question arises, what does it actually mean to be hadir and nazir? So Aqal Islam, whether is he hadir and nazir all the time, is he present everywhere or not? Or whether he's able to see everything, nazir means looking, so can he see everything in the universe? So the reply is that the basic meaning of hadir and nazir is that hadir means that whenever Aqal Sattu Salam wants to be somewhere, and those who possess the ability to see him, for them he is Hadir. Yani there are certain individuals, the first thing that we need to understand is that Hadir and having knowledge and having ability to help, these are three different aqaid. Yani istimdad, seeking help from someone, and also being aware of someone's situation, yani ilm al-ghayb, and being hadir, present. These are three different aqaid, and they should be discussed separately as well. So today we are only discussing hadir and nazir. So the other two things should not be mixed with that. That's when the confusion arises and the problem occurs. Only so you have to study these three aqaid separately. So being hadir is a completely different thing. Istimdad, seeking help and getting help, and also being aware of the situation and having ilm al-ghayb, that's a different aqidah. Inshallah, we'll discuss that. Another point, and I'm sure some other ulama will address that in these sessions. So, hadir, sarkar is hadir or nadir, that actually means that there are certain people who have the vision. And just as the soul cannot, any body cannot exist without the soul, without the spirit, the ruh. Just as the body cannot exist without ruh, and ruh is present in the body, but you can't determine a space for the body. You can't see where, you can't tell where the ruh is actually. You can't tell where exactly is the ruh. Similarly, aqal-i-sattu salam is the ruh for the entire universe, subhanAllah. So he is therefore, his nur, his haqiqat, haqiqat-i-muhammadi alayhi sahib as-salatu wa-salam, is jari and flowing in every single particle of the universe. That's what Hadith Jabir mentions, Sarkar, and that's what the Holy Quran mentions. The Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have not sent you but as mercy for entire universes. Alameen is the plural for the alam. Alam means universe, and alameen are all of the universe, the 18,000 of them according to some ulama kiram. 18,000 or many, maybe even countless universes. But Sarkar is mercy for all of these alameen. Now imagine being mercy for something. You need to, ulama kiram say that for someone to be mercy for something, he needs to have knowledge first. And he needs to know that something needs his mercy. And then he needs to have access to that thing as well. He needs to be able to approach that and access it and to exercise mercy. Thirdly, he needs to have the authority to implement and exercise mercy as well. And so these things are prerequisites of being mercy. Sarkar is definitely mercy for all of the alameen, and alameen include every single particle in the creation of Allah, any besides everything that exists besides Almighty Allah, that is alam. And Sarkar is mercy for that. And prerequisite of that is Sarkar has to pre-exist before all of these things. So he has to exist before these things, and all of these things, they depend on Aqal Islam for their existence. Any all those things which are under the mercy of Aqal Islam, they succeeded Aqal Islam in existence, and they depend upon Aqal Islam for their existence. So Sarkar, therefore, as Hadith Jabir says, "Inna Allah khalaqa qabla kull ashya'i nura nabiyyika min nurihi." Inshallah, we'll talk about this another point, detail hadith. But Sarkar's nur was created before everything else. So he was the very first creation of Allah Ta'ala. And through him, the rest of the creations were created. Through his nur, blessed nur, subhanAllah. So every single thing that's created, they have nur of Aqal Sattu Salam. They have a connection with Aqal Sattu Salam. So this connection is something that basically means the Sarkar is hadir, his nur is present in everything that exists in the universe. That all the creation of Allah Ta'ala have his nur. They have a connection with Almighty Allah. With Aqal Salam, sorry. They have a connection with Aqal Salam. So that's the basic meaning. So we need to understand the Sarkar doesn't mean that he is present everywhere at every single time. That's a misconception maybe by some of the Sunnis as well. The Sarkar is not present everywhere every single time. He is, technically he is present, but we can't see. Our vision and our Yani basarat and our senses, they cannot see that, they cannot perceive. And hadir and nazir, hadir is something that you must perceive. You can perceive with the senses. We can't perceive Aqal Islam because of our lack of vision. But those who have been granted vision, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the awliya kiram, they, when they get the blessing that when Sarkar is hadir in front of them, they are able to see him, subhanAllah. That is being hadir. That's when we say Sarkar is hazir. And when Sarkar does karam on them, on such special servants, and he blesses them with his own vision, subhanAllah, that's when he is a Nazir as well, subhanAllah. So Hazir Nazir only means that Sarkar, when he grants his attention to someone, and he appears in front of him, subhanAllah, then he is Hadir. And when he certainly blesses someone with his nazar, his attention, then he is Nazir as well, subhanAllah. So this basic difference we need to understand so that we can explain it to others as well. But when it comes to raising objections, they would say that the basic objection they would have is that Hadir, being Hadir is sifat of Allah Ta'ala. That's their ignorance that they say, which is the fallacy of understanding, lack of knowledge, that they say Hadir is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. So when you say Sarkar is Hadir Nazir, you're committing shirk. And that's their viewpoint in with majority of the aqaid of Ahl-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's how they basically reject majority of the aqaid like ilm al-ghayb and be hadir nazir istimdad and so many other aqaid. They reject that based on this same argument that this will become shirk. When reality is that aqal satu salam, when they before passing away, Sarkar gathered on the qubur of Shuhada Uhud in the Hijri, they passed away, 11th Hijri. And they mentioned Hadith Sharif, they did Urs of Shuhada Uhud. This was the day of their martyrdom. And they mentioned Hadith Sharif in which they said that I have no fear of the shirk returning back to my ummah, subhanAllah. But what will happen with you, the love of the dunya will dominate you and it will become ghalib upon you. So I have only fear of you, love of dunya overtaking you. But I have no fear of shirk coming back to my ummah. So because Sarkar, they through their efforts and their, mashallah, their tabligh for 23 years, or even more or less, they gave us guarantee that shirk is not going to come back to our nation, our ummah, inshallah ta'ala. So nowhere we see, no Muslim on the face of the earth would ever do ibadat of Aqal Sattu Salam. No one. Even there are so-called Muslims who call themselves Muslim, but they do ibadat of Sayyidina Ali. Shias, they worship Sayyidina Ali. But no one you would have heard of who worships Aqal Sattu Salam. Because that's a protection that Allah granted the Summa, subhanAllah. We reveal this zikr and we are going to be hafiz, protectors for this. So this zikr, that's in the hearts of the believers as well. That's also protected, subhanAllah. The zikr, the reminder that Aqal Sattu Salam is ultimate prophet and final prophet as well of Almighty Allah. So therefore, no one ever would think that Sarkar is maybe Allah, na'uzu billah, or no one would ever claim uluhiya for Aqal Sattu Salam. And that's basic difference as well between us and the mushrikeen. So mushrikeen, they think, and modern mushrikeen, those who blame us of shirk, the Wahhabiyya and the Ubandis and others, deviants, they blame us of shirk by saying that you associate sifat of Allah Ta'ala to the ibad, to the servants of Allah Ta'ala. When reality is that Allah Ta'ala's sifat are permanent. The sifat of Almighty Allah are permanent and non-created, غير حادث and قديم as well, pre-existing. His sifat, just like his ذات are pre-existing, the sifat are also pre-existing and they're not created. They have been existing with the existence of Almighty Allah since ever since he existed. So therefore, when we say that makhluk has certain sifat, then that means they have, for example, makhluk is samiyu basir, they can listen or they can see and they can hear, and that actually means that they have an embodiment of the sifat of Almighty Allah. So Allah's sifat are permanent, but when makhluk sifat, they have been granted and created by Almighty Allah. So even if it refers to Aqal, when referred to Aqal Islam regarding his knowledge, even though if the knowledge may be so vast that it encompasses all the creations, ma kana ma yakun, even then it will be dependent on Almighty Allah. Even then he will be dependent on Almighty Allah with regards to his knowledge, and the knowledge will be created and not will be not comparable to the knowledge of Almighty Allah. So his knowledge is nothing as compared to the knowledge of the Divine, subhanAllah. So it is still granted by Almighty Allah. And all other sifat, like sifat of being present, hadir and nadir, is also sifat that's granted by Almighty Allah. And it's an embodiment of the sifat of Almighty Allah, just to make us aware so that it becomes a source of marifat of Almighty Allah. Sarkar came as ultimate source, ultimate reason to get the marifat of Almighty Allah. Allah says, Kuntu kanzan makhfiyan, I was a hidden treasure. Fahbabtan urafa, I wanted to be known. Fakhalaqtul khalqa, then I created this makhluk, subhanAllah. And the very first creation that he created to for his marifat, that was Aqalisatu Salam, subhanAllah. So therefore, every single attribute, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam says, that this creation that Allah Ta'ala created for his marifat had to be the mirror of Almighty Allah, mirror of the sifat of Almighty Allah. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala created all, Allah Ta'ala gathered all of his sifat, every single attribute except the uluhiyya. Except the uluhiyya, all other sifat were gathered by Almighty Allah. And he put them in the blessed zat of Aqalisatu Salam, subhanAllah. So he is mazhar or embodiment of the sifat of Almighty Allah, subhanAllah, in that way. That all the sifat of Almighty Allah, and including the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, is that he is alim. So his ilm is therefore a reflection of his ilm is present in the life of Aqalisatu Salam. And when we say the Aqalisatu Salam is Hadir Nazir, this is ultimately proven by the Quran Sharif as well. Quran Sharif itself says, "Yani inna huwa Samil Alim," regarding Aqalisatu Salam, regarding the night of Mi'raj when they traveled. Surah Bani Israel mentioned the very first ayah, "Inna huwa Samil Basir." Inna huwa Samil Basir. He is the one who sees as Samil al Basir. They have Alif Lam on it for the people of knowledge. Alif Lam is for Ta'rif. Any for to make a marifa, as-sami, the one who sees and the one who listens, subhanAllah. Hazrat Allama name is just skipping the mind now. Hazrat Allama, he mentions in Al-Mizan, his very famous book, Al-Mizan, he mentions that Aqalisatu Salam, when Allah says, Inna was-sami'ul basir, that means Aqalisatu Salam is the only one who could hear the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And he is the only one who could see the nur of Almighty Allah, subhanAllah. That's the meaning of As-Sami Al-Basir. And the rest of the makhluk, they depend on Aqalisatu Salam to learn about the kalam and the vision of Almighty Allah as well, inshallah ta'ala. So this is what the meaning of Hazir Nazir is, that when Allah Ta'ala puts his, yani his anwar on someone, any makhluk, then that makhluk can become an embodiment of the sifat of Almighty Allah. Give you an example from the Hadith Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, narrated by many sahih books of Hadith, especially Mishkat Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala says, لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. That my servant, a friend of mine, he keeps seeking my qurb, my proximity and pleasure, until I start loving this individual. And he does so with nawafil, and after he completes his faraid and obligatory actions, now he performs some of the nawafil and extra optional deeds. And I become, and he becomes my beloved. I start loving this person. فَإِذَا أَحْبَابْتُ, when I love this person, فَكُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمِعُ بِهِ, I become his hearing through which he hears, subhanAllah. وَكُنْتُ بَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصِرُ بِهِ, I become his vision through which he sees. And وَكُنْتُ رِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, and I become his feet through which he walks. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا, and I also become his hands through which he holds, subhanAllah. So this, nawafil say, both the shahswala, nawafil means all other extra ibadat. Could also mean durood sharif, salawat, istighfar, and any other optional deeds that you do to please Almighty Allah, all of these. And that can also, not only nawafil, doesn't mean simply ibadat, it can also mean fulfilling the rights of makhluk, subhanAllah. Yani having good akhlaq is the best of the ibadat, having good manners, subhanAllah, and fulfilling all the rights that are placed upon you. So mashallah, that's a good question. But coming back to the topic, Allah says, when a person indulges in my ibadat excessively, he becomes my beloved. When I love certain individual, then all of his senses, they are transformed into divine senses, subhanAllah. So he sees, but sees with divine vision. He hears, but hears with divine power, subhanAllah, and holds and walks with divine power as well. And then when he asks me in such a state, when he asks me about anything, then I most certainly will grant him that, subhanAllah. So meaning is that a servant of Allah Ta'ala, when he becomes a beloved of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grants him his anwar, that he then can see with his vision, subhanAllah. There is no limit of the vision of Allah Ta'ala. And he can see with, he can hear with the vision of, with the hearing of Allah Ta'ala. There is no limit of that as well. So, and other powers also, they are immersed in any divine anwar. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala's anwar, when they are shown on anything, any makhluk, as Quran says, then the actual yani sifat or existence of that own makhluk will diminish after that. And then only Allah Ta'ala remains in that. As happened to many Sufiya kiram who reached a point of fana fillah. We know about many Sufiya who reached became fani fillah. That actually means that their own bodily senses and their own bodily aspects, they are completely diminished after that. And only Allah Ta'ala's anwar remain in them. And this is proven by Quran Sharif. Musa alayhi salam was, when he spent time in the company of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam for 12 years, then he set off to his own place after that to fulfill his duty of Nubuwwah and Risala. And he got wedded to the daughter of Musa alayhi salam. On the way in the night, he sees some fire in the tree. Mentioned the Quran Sharif. When he saw the fire, he said to his wife and Ahl, that I'm going to see what that is and I'm going to get some light for you from the fire. When he went, Allah says, he could hear the voice from the fire, the Inni Anallah, I am Allah. The fire is the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. And the tree, he could hear the heat from the tree as well. Tree is speaking also, he could hear from the fire, the voice was coming from the fire. That, Ya Musa, Inni Anallah, I am Allah. Now ulama kiram said that the biggest mutashawa in the Quran Sharif is this. The fire is saying, I am Allah. And if anyone for a moment claims that fire is Allah, he will become kafir, na'uzu billah. I mean, no one who has any element of iman in them, they can for one moment think that fire would be Allah. But you can hear from the fire. Musa alayhi salam is a great rasul of Allah Ta'ala, but he hears from the fire that Inni Anallah, I am Allah. So ulama kiram say that this means, and actually Mufassirin kiram said that this actually means that the anwar of Allah Ta'ala, yani Allah Ta'ala did tajalli upon the fire on the tree and the fire at that time, and that's why the fire's own self was diminished at that time. So only anwar of Allah Ta'ala remained. So that nur of Allah Ta'ala is what was speaking actually. That was the voice, that was kalam of Allah Ta'ala appearing on the fire, subhanAllah. This was sifat of Almighty Allah appearing on the fire at that time. This is in line with the teaching of Quran. Then, if Allah Ta'ala, any fire, Imam Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri, a Deobandi scholar, who is a great scholar of Deobandi, Deobandi considered him authority now, he says that this was fire or tree as well. A random makhluk, a makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala does His tajalli upon the fire or the tree, if they can say, Inni Anallah, yani they have anwar of Allah Ta'ala upon them as well, and sifat of Allah Ta'ala completely overwhelming them. What about the greatest creation of Allah Ta'ala? Ashraful Makhluqat, the son of Adam. When Allah Ta'ala's anwar overwhelms son of Adam, a human being, his status will be much, much greater and higher, subhanAllah. Yani uska maqam aur martaba kahin buland hua. And what about Aqa alayhi salatu salam, who before the creation of the universe remained in the company of Allah Ta'ala alone in the anwar of Almighty Allah. No one knows for how long he remained in the company of Allah Ta'ala. So how great will be his status, subhanAllah. So that's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Inna arsalnaka shahida, O bashiran wa nadhira. O my beloved, your status is such that you have been made witness for everybody, subhanAllah. And also Mubashir, the giver of the glad tiding, and also warner as well. So your maqam is that you are shaheedan alayhim, shaheedan alaykum. My Rasul is going to be shaheed upon you, and he will be witness upon you, and he will, and ulama kiram mentioned in the tafsir of this verse, that he will be witness because he will see everything. He sees every single action of the ummah. That's why he will be able to witness for them on the day of judgment, subhanAllah. And when it comes to Surah Ayatul Kursi, I'm not going to go into that detail now. Time is short. Let's leave that for another time, inshallah ta'ala. But one more thing, inshallah, to add, that the Sarkar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, His Noor, I mentioned, is jari o sari and flowing in every single particle of this universe. Especially the heart of the believers, they are connected to Aqal Sattu Salam. And that's why Ulama Ikram say, that's why Allah Ta'ala put tashahud in namaz. In tashahud, Allah Ta'ala put the salam upon Nabi. So after you, then namaz is the ultimate display of ubudi and servitude, the purpose of creation, namaz, the salah. When you fulfill your salah, complete your salah, at that time, when you reach the pinnacle of the namaz, you sit down in the court of Allah Ta'ala and you say, At-tahiyyat lahu salawat wa tayyibat. And you're present in the court of Allah Ta'ala. You reach the court of Allah Ta'ala, you say, At-tahiyyat, greetings, you spend tahiyyat upon in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And you say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. This As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu is sigha of khitab. You're addressing Aqal Sattu Salam, therefore, as if you were in front of Aqal Sattu Salam. In namaz, namaz is the ultimate, display of ibadat of Almighty Allah, the greatest ibadat of Almighty Allah. In that Allah Ta'ala put this khasira of khitab, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, so that people, the ulama, so that the ummah would learn that wherever they would be, they would not be away from the sight of Aqal Sattu Salam. They would be in the court of Aqal Sattu Salam wherever they are, because Sarkar himself is in the court of Almighty Allah. He's always in the court of Allah Ta'ala, he's present there. So when you are in the court of Allah Ta'ala in namaz, that also means that you are in the court of Aqal Sattu Salam himself as well. So he therefore is connected to the soul of every believer as well. And that's what believers should feel that as well, especially when Milaj Sharif comes, when these gatherings come, they should feel that Sarkar, you have a connection with Aqal Sattu Salam. That connection actually means that you should send salutation upon Aqal Sattu Salam in abundance as well. And when you read namaz, when you say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, you should feel that Sarkar is in front of you at that time, subhanallah. And that this should remind you that wherever you are, you cannot be aware from the sight of Aqal Sattu Salam. And that's another great proof. The greatest proof is of the existence of Allah Ta'ala is the presence of Aqal Sattu Salam. The brothers, mashallah, youngsters, they might face the challenge of atheism. Sometimes many things would come to mind about the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Many questions might arise because of following social media or electronic media or the other misguided people. But the greatest proof for us of the existence of Allah Ta'ala is Aqal Sattu Salam. His arrival, his birth, subhanallah. And as long as we keep celebrating the Mawlid, inshallah ta'ala, and we keep reminding ourselves of the sifat of Aqal Sattu Salam, his greatnesses, and the fact that he is present and he is witnessing us as well, inshallah ta'ala, we will remain on track. May Allah grant us ability to understand the aqaida of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and to implement them in our life, inshallah, and pass them on to our future generations. Wa akhiru da'waya, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Any questions? No? I'm leaving the last 2 minutes for questions. Ji? Ji, puchhi. Aag se aayi. Ji. Bilkul. Yeah. Wo bilkul. Fana, wo bhi fana ke maqam pe the na, aise hi. Bilkul, it's a very good question again. So, Mansoor al-Hallaj. Yeah, so, I'm reading. Mansoor al-Hallaj was a great servant of Allah Ta'ala. He says, he reached a point where he became completely immersed in love of Allah Ta'ala. It's called Fana Fillah. I mentioned Fana Fillah. So, many times, Awliya Kiram, they happen to say, Inni Anallah. Mansoor al-Hallaj said that, and he was crucified and he was hanged because of that. And but even then, Ulama Kiram said that this was because he reached a point where he was fana fillah. And Lama Sahib is asking a question that when you say Musa alayhi salam saw the tree and the fire in the tree and he could hear the voice from the tree, so that was because Allah Ta'ala's anwar, they were completely overwhelming the fire at that time, and that's why the fire could speak, could say that Inni Anallah. And Mansoor al-Hallaj, when he was saying that Inni Anallah, I am Allah, he was having exact same situation. These were anwar of Almighty Allah. So he was having so much tawatur of the anwar at that time that his own self, his own nufus, his own nafs, and all the rest of the all these you call it lataif, lataif of the nafs, they all diminished at that time. And that's why he was able to see only Allah Ta'ala, and he could not see himself. He could not see, he could only see the reality of Almighty Allah, the reality of the makhluq. That's why he was able to say, Inni an Allah. But that's again a masala of philosophy and deep understanding. I won't go too deep into that because our young students are sitting here. Otherwise, they might go home and start saying, Inni an Allah. Don't do that, inshallah. Inshallah. Chalein dua kiji. Salatu salam.
Hidayat pehla ko salam shamae bazme hidayat alam duro nazdeek ke sunne wale wo kaan duro nazdeek ke sunne wale wo kaan kaane laale karamat pehla kho salam mustafa jaane rehmat pehla kho salam shamae bazme لام عرش تا فرش ہے جس کے زیر نگین عرش تا فرش ہے جس کے زیر نگین اس کی قاہر ریاست پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہلا کو سلام شمع بزم سلام صدقائیں حسنین و اصحاب رسول یہ سلام عاجزانا ہو قبول الصلاة والسلام علیکہ سیدی رسول اللہ
بیٹھے تشریف رکھے انشاءاللہ الحمدللہ نیاز آج کی نیاز ہمارے حاجی راہ صاحب کی طرف سے دعا کر اللہ تبارک و تعالی سے قبول فرمائے
جی دعا آپ کیجئے حضرت اب کس کی طرف سے نیاز ہے راحت صاحب اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا اله العالمين اپنے کرم سے ہماری اس محفل کو قبول تاخر اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما غلطیوں کو تیم معاف فرما جتنے کلمات طیبات پڑھے گئے علاوہ ازیر ننگر لنگر نیاز جناب راحت صاحب نے پیش کیا اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما اس کا ثواب آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو حضور پیش کرتے ہیں آپ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو عطا فرما کر آپ کے والدین کریمین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ جملہ انبیاء اکرام صحابہ اکرام کو عطا فرما اور آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صحابہ اکرام آپ کے خلفائے راشدین کو عطا فرما ازواج مطہرات و امہات المؤمنین کو عطا فرما اور آپ کی برات طیبہ ذریت مطہرہ اہل بیت عظام صحابہ اکرام صحابیات کو عطا فرما جمیع اولیاء عظام صالحین صالحات بالخصوص جناب ائمہ اربعہ کو عطا فرما سیدنا غوثہ اعظم رضی اللہ عنہ آپ کے والدین اقربا لواحقین و مشائخ کو عطا فرما الہ وزی تمام آپ کی اولاد دھار تمام مریدین کو عطا فرما اور جمیع سلاسل کے بزرگان دین کو عطا فرما بالخصوص اس کا ثواب حاضرین محفل جو یہاں ذات موجود ہیں گھروں میں سن رہے ہیں ان سب کے لواحقین کو عطا فرما جناب راحت صاحب کے مرحومین کو اس کا ثواب عطا فرما سب کی برزخ مراحل کو آسان فرما قبروں کو تہ نگاہ تک کشادگی مرحمت فرما سرکار کی معرفت و معیت و شفاعت ان سب کو نصیب فرما علاوہ یہ تمام حضرات جو یہاں موجود ہیں ان سب کو اس کی برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ سب کی زندگیوں میں سرکار کے ذکر کا فیض عطا فرما اور ماشاءاللہ جو اس مسجد میں یہ اہتمام کیا گیا ہے یا اللہ ان کی جو بارہ دن جو ذکر سرکار کا اہتمام، سیرت مطہرہ کا اہتمام کیا گیا ہے، اپنی بارگاہ میں اس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو حضرات یہاں بیٹھ رہے ہیں، all those brothers who have been attending these gatherings, ya Allah grant them blessing of dhikr of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, fulfill all the needs and hajat and every any dua they might have requested for or they have in their mind, ya Allah fulfill that for them. And mashallah those who sat here patiently listening to the dhikr of Aqa alayhi salam with love, ya Allah increase their love for Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and understanding of the aqaid of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat as well, ya Allah, and give us ability to pass this on to our future generations, ya Allah. Allahumma rabbana hab lana azwajana wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'al lil muttaqina wa ya rahat sahab mashallah kafi khule dil ke malik bane hain, langar pesh karte the, inko bhi rahatain ata farma jo inki zaruriyat hain puri farma. Ilawa ye baki hazrat jo yahan jo in mahfil mein contribute kar rahe hain, ya Allah, those brothers contributing to all these gatherings in any way, especially the masjid, they helping masjid mashallah, ya Allah, jis tarah bhi madad kar rahe hain sabko barkatain ata farma, sab ki khwahishat puri farma. Jo mashallah jo brothers yahan pe isko assist kar rahe hain, مولانا علی صاحب، مولانا حبیب الرحمن صاحب، حافظ صاحب، اینڈ دا ریسٹ آف دا کمیٹی اینڈ ممبرز مینجمنٹ، یا اللہ سب کو برکت عطا فرما، سب کو ہمیشہ خیر پہ کام رہنے کی توفیق بھی عطا فرما. اللہم ربنا یسر لنا امورنا من راحت لقلوبنا وابدلنا مع السلامة والعافية فی دینا دنیا انک علی کل شیء قدیر. اللہ برادرز ماشاء اللہ ہو ریسائٹڈ قرآن بیوٹیفلی، یا اللہ ان کو قرآن پاک برکتیں عطا فرما، and make them good huffaz and ulama of Quran as well, ya Allah, and amil of Quran as well, and practice, give them ability to practice upon the Quran sharif as well, ya Allah. Rabbana tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab, rabbana innaka jami'un nas li yawmin la rayba fih, inna Allaha la yukhliful mi'ad, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun salim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
صاحبان کو فالو کر رہے ہیں، ساڑھے نو پہ لا کے روک دیں گے.